I'll always remember the summer of 1927. I was 10, and we lived in a tiny apartment above Berman's Bakery in the Bronx. We didn't have much money, but we were a very close family, and it was a happy time. Televisions, computers, and video games hadn't been invented yet. To pass the time, my sister practiced the piano, my brother read adventure books, and I played baseball in the park with my friends. I loved the game, even though I wasn't very good at it and was always the last one picked for the team. I dreaded walking up to the plate because I couldn't hit for beans. I was so afraid of striking out that most days I didn't even swing at the ball. Nick the Noodle made a habit of calling me an easy out, and whenever he did, everyone laughed at me. Sometimes I felt like giving up, but I just loved baseball too much. The New York Yankees were the best team in professional baseball back then, and their treasure was my favorite player of all time, Babe Ruth. He was the greatest slugger who ever lived. People called him the Sultan of Swat, the King of Swing, the Great Bambino, the Babe. The crack of his bat was music to the ears of every Yankees fan. But Babe Ruth hadn't always been a New York Yankee. Back when he was the hero of the 1916 and 1918 World Series, he played for the Boston Red Sox, the one team every Yankees fan hates to lose to. And he hadn't always been a famous slugger either. He was once the greatest pitcher in the American League, but he was moved to the outfield so he could get more turns at bat. Every time the Babe played, he helped the Red Sox thump us. But 1919 was our lucky year. The Red Sox owner got himself into a real pickle. He needed money, and lots of it. So he sold the Babe to us. That was the best trade in the history of baseball. Pops loved the Yankees as much as I did. We would listen to the games on the radio together, thrilling to the whoosh of every pitch, the crack of every bat, and the thump of every foot on the bases as the runners sprinted for home. Pops kept promising to take me to a real game, but I knew we didn't have the money for that. The one thing I did have was a Babe Ruth baseball card. I won it flipping cards with Timmy Lane. I carried the Great Bambino's card with me everywhere, never letting it out of my sight. I always dreamt of meeting him, but I knew that would be tougher than finding a four-leaf clover. Heck, the Babe was more famous than Tarzan. He was every kid's hero.